I've been in football for some time and have been out of football for over a year, and I've been interested in getting back into football. And I heard that there was an opportunity to get involved with Wrexham, which I have explored, and here we are today. I'm the new chairman of Wrexham Football Club.
You said you've been involved in other clubs before, at Macclesfield and at Shrewsbury. How big a club is Wrexham, and what was so attractive about Wrexham to you?
Well, Wrexham is clearly a large football club that has found itself really punching below its weight in the Conference. And the challenge, of course, is to get the club back into the Football League as soon as possible. And to be fair, prior to our involvement, they seem to be doing a reasonable job, if not a good job, of that. I went to the game on Saturday and I was impressed with what I saw.
Of course, you're pointing towards Dean Saunders there. He said over the weekend that he wasn't aware that there were going to be new owners, just that there was new money coming in. Have you met with him? Have you met with the staff at Wrexham? Have you explained the situation?
Yes. So far, we've met with the non-footballing staff. We've introduced ourselves to the club secretary, for example, and the accounts people and so forth this morning. I've had a lengthy chat with Dean, but really Dean's focus is on the game tomorrow evening. So, right now the message to Dean is, whatever you're doing, carry on with it. We're not going to interfere. What we have to do now is we have to get involved with the football club, understand the financial side of the football club, work on that and hopefully improve that.
So just quickly, as far as you're concerned, Dean is the man to help take you into the Football League.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the job that would appear... I've not met him. I've spoken to him. He understands what's going on now. And we really think that leave well alone, something that seems to be working really well. I mean, the team has won 5 games on the bounce. Two important games, well, one important game tomorrow evening. In fact, they're all important now, aren't they?
It's a very tough league, and often you need money to make that happen as well. What about you and your circumstances? Who are your backers? Is it you that's got money that's bringing into Wrexham, or is it someone else?
Well, there is a desire. The club is losing money at the moment, so the first job in hand is to plug that gap. In fact, the gap to a certain extent is already being plugged by the transactions that have taken place so far. But the objective is to create a club, this is more in the medium to long term, that is actually self-sustaining. In my belief, that is the way forward for football clubs and football in general, whereby clubs live within their means. That doesn't mean to say that there won't be opportunities for those that want to assist the football club.
There's a lot in what you say there, and I'm sure it'll be music to fans' ears to hear that you want to create a sustainable club. But just back to the original question, who's behind you? Is it your money, or have you got a group of backers? We see that there's this new business that's been set up, Van Morten Investments.
There are a group of people involved in the funding, and as we go forward, that will be more clear. In fact, we are looking for people to join us, and I think my chairman's statement, which has been put out, says that the eventual should what I would need to point out at this stage is, if you read the announcement, what has been purchased or what has been agreed is an option to buy the club and the stadium and the training ground. What we are doing now is we are looking at the football club and working on bringing that deal through to fruition. So the sale of the club has not yet been made.
So will the sale of the club only be dependent then on, as part of that deal, you owning the ground too?
What the agreement is that we will have an option to buy the club, an option to buy the stadium, and an option to buy the training ground. And our objective is to have all of it. What is likely to happen is that we will the transaction to buy the football club will take place first. Then, in a sense, we will have to save up to buy the stadium and then the training ground. But what is absolutely guaranteed 100% is that it is our objective to buy the club and then the stadium. We are like renting until we can afford to buy.
So no deal will be done. You won't purchase the club unless there is that option there for the ground and then the training stadium.
No, the option is already in place. The option is in place already for the club and the stadium. And for that matter, the training ground, although the training ground is less difficult to sort out. The intent, absolutely, is to buy both the ultimately to buy both the club and the stadium, and the timescale of that will be dependent really upon the success of our ability to attract and generate funds. Wouldn't it be lovely, for example, if Wrexham were in the position that Crawley were in right now? So the absolute desire and intent is to end up with Wrexham Football Club owning its own stadium.
Again, I'm sure that's something the fans would welcome, but what about the fans? Because they were getting funds together themselves with a view to purchasing the ground, with a view to purchasing the club. Would it make sense to bring them on board so that this could be a joint venture?
Well, I've already spoken to a member of the Supporters Trust and hope to meet with them shortly. But as a general principle, our intent is to be welcoming of support from the fan base. So we've got we aren't creating an exclusive club, let's put it that way. And I hope that those people that support the club, those people that run the Supporters Trust will see that our intent is genuine and see that we are here for the only purpose of developing Wrexham Football Club.
What would you say to the fans that perhaps may question any intentions of anyone that walks into this club?
Well, all I can say really is all I can do is say what we plan to do and then be judged by what happens. I am not accountable or responsible for anything that has happened prior to today. But all I can say is that we are setting our stall out very openly in what our ambitions are for the football club. We're setting our stall out in what our motivation is. Tony and I, who are now running Wrexham Football Club, are experienced football people, and well, we've explained what our motives are and what our ambitions are. And people, if fans, any interested party, our door is open to talk to them, and we will. The theme that I'm talking to you about now, in terms of what our ambitions and plans are, will be repeated, and in the fullness of time, I hope that it is seen that we have achieved our ambitions. There's no guarantees in anything, of course, because there may be hurdles in the way that we can't foresee. But right now, that is our ambition and aspiration.
Tony Allen, you mentioned him joining the board as director, also taking on responsibility as chief executive. Is it the same Tony Allen that was involved at Chester? And if it was, that will, of course, bring about all sorts of questions surrounding what happened at Chester.
Well, it is the same Tony Allen, and I think the events of Chester are well documented. However, Tony has been in several football clubs and is a very experienced football operator. Perhaps, you know, sometimes, and I have got some, you know, some experiences in my football time. I mean, I also have my own business as well, I hasten to add, but sometimes maybe you learn, not necessarily, well, you learn from your mistakes, and I'm not suggesting for one second there are mistakes there, but you certainly learn from your experiences.
So, Tony, you've got no qualms about Tony being on board. What about the fact that he has or has had this association with Stephen Vaughan? Because, of course, a lot of the local papers were carrying the story that Stephen Vaughan may be interested in buying the club.
Well, I understand the reason why they ask that, particularly as Tony was at Chester. And I can say categorically that Stephen Vaughan is not involved in the running of Wrexham Football Club.
Let's move on then. And it's the fans, obviously, that want to be part of this. And you've said that you're happy to talk to them and be part of them as well. We said they've got money available. What about maybe opening up shares to the club and saying to the fans, you know, you can buy shares in what we want to do and really make them feel part of it?
Yeah, I've already spoken to some members of the Supporters Trust, and I am happy for there to be on the agenda share purchase by fans organisations.
And just finally, you've been involved, you looked at the club now, I take it you've had the guys in to have a look at the books and do the due diligence. Is there anything in your mind that sticks out that makes you think, oh, I wish I hadn't got involved?
Well, let me say that we've done some due diligence, so we have a reasonable understanding of the financial circumstance. However, the real detailed work starts on Wednesday morning, in that we've got accountants coming in to really, go through the books and so forth, which I have to say is also complicated by the fact that at the moment, the stadium and the football club is all operating in one entity. And it's perhaps worth explaining why it's been an option that has been taken rather than a purchase. And that is because it has to be determined what is going in which entity at this point. So, for example, you look at employees in the business now, and you have to determine whether they are going to go into the stadium company or go into the football club company. And there are some obvious ones, of course, like all the football players will go in the football club company, and some that are less so. So what we have to do is we have to put everything in its most appropriate position, and then we have to work out our numbers on that basis. And what we're actually doing is we understand that there will be funding requirements to get the club to the end of the current season. We know that from what we've seen so far. And let's hope that at the end of the season, the club is in a different division. Under either scenario, we will, before the end of the season, have done our budgets and our plannings from a financial perspective for next season. And that is when we really can start, hopefully, developing the club on that side. Because there will be other people joining the club shortly. We will very shortly have a commercial person in the club whose sole task will be to generate additional incomes to all the things that clubs have available, but also will be providing some fan liaison. And what we want to do, the bottom line is that we have to turn round the negativity that there has been surrounding Wrexham Football Club, and it's none of my business why, but what I do know, we don't want that negativity going forward. We want fans feeling part of the club and actually being, to the level that suits them, involved. And I certainly see a communication channel between the club and the main fan groups, which of course then can disseminate that information. I'm told that there are 9 fans groups around Wrexham Football Club.
There's certainly a lot of support.
Yeah, I mean, the potential for the club is fantastic. Mm. Potential is fantastic. You know, as I've said, every decision that we make will be made on the basis that we believe that decision was best for Wrexham Football Club. Of course, I already know that we will get some of them wrong, because that is the way of human beings. But we'll only know that when we look back at those decisions. Hopefully we'll get more right than wrong, and we'll get the important ones right. that we are human after all, that our intent is to make everything right. Is to do everything right for the football club for the right reasons.
Fantastic. And just finally,